He said, I eat blood. Are you listening to Frequency and Phrenology? Do you know where you are? With the radio, of course. I'm trying to put on another CD, but unfortunately they're not working. But I have an interesting juxtaposition song for this one, which if I can get it playing, you'll see what I'm talking about. But unfortunately, my CD player is really not working for me here. So, stay tuned.
It's kind of like a small company thing,
I just want to let you know that today I've decided to put lipstick on the microphone, Nerf ball.
Daddy just sort of came around and we put our hearts into
it. So get ready for it. I'm actually going to make the Nerf ball look like a little face looking back at you with lipstick. I'm going to leave it for the next DJ. So get ready for the fun. Oh yeah, that's what it is. Didn't time it quite right there.
Yeah. courtin' and he did ride a hun. Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride a hun. Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side a hun. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door a hun. Let me in. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door a hun. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar a hun. Then Miss Mousey let him in,
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousey let him in, Then Miss Mousey let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, He took Miss Mousey right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousey, would you marry me, Miss Mousey says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousey says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousey says,
don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask Uncle Rat,
The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride, The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride, The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride. He laughed till he laughed till he shook his fat sides, Where will the wedding supper be, Where will the wedding supper be, Where will the wedding supper be? Away down yonder in a holler tree, What did he get for the wedding gown, What did he get for the wedding gown, What did he get for the wedding gown? The piece of hide of an old white hound, What will the wedding supper be, What will the wedding supper be, What will the wedding supper be? Two butter beans and a black-eyed pea, The first come in was a big June bug, First come in was a big June bug, The first come in was a big June bug, dancing around with a half a pint jug, The second one in was a bumblebee, Second come in was a bumblebee, Second come in was a bumblebee, dancing around with a fiddle on his knee, The third man in was a little gray mouse, The third man in was a little gray mouse, There's a bride's brother. The third come in was a little gray mouse, and he says, Mr. Froggy, could I rent you a house, Froggy went a-traveling across the lake, Ooh, ooh. Froggy went a-traveling across the lake, Froggy went a-traveling across the lake, and he got swallowed up by a big black snake,
Kill Radio.
Sacame, que te quería hablar de paz.
It's Dr. Groovy, Frequency and Phrenology. That was Go Betty Go. And give me a call at 213-252-0998 if my levels are all off, because it's kind of hard to tell, and I haven't run into the other room to turn on the computer to find out. So if you want to just let me know, that would be quite helpful. And Go Betty Go is a band that was local to here up until a couple years ago. And our own favorite Consin member, Umberto, had Umberton. And that was his kind of production group. The mic's fucking up. Production group, I think, to make shows. And Go Betty Go was a big part of those shows. And they rock. And I accidentally saw them in, like, Madison, Wisconsin this past summer, because apparently they're either touring around or they're living up there now, and I just happened to check them out. Ooh. So anyways, faster songs now. That was Morphine. You had some Doc Watson. You had some other stuff. Oh, Wolf Mother. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You love that Wolf Mother. You want me to give you more, don't you? Hey, I'm on AOL Instant Messenger, too. Frequency and Phrenology. Dr. Groovy, give me a call.
Yeah.
song. Sorry. But, you know, you will listen because I am playing it. So enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Give me some talk.
Hey, Katrina, this is Pinky coming at you from K-Town, Los Angeles.
Okay, that sounds good, man. You're on good. So everyone, this is Pinky from Pinky's Paper House. She used to have a show on our station. When was it, girl? When did you leave?
Oh, I don't know. It feels like so long ago. It's been so long since I've been with The Kill.
Yeah, it's probably like, I'd say 6 months at least. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
maybe
a sad...
Maybe closer to a year.
Yeah, it's a sad departure because you had an awesome show and you brought a lot of great people here. And you brought Jen Sincero, who now has a show, Dr. Happy Pants. And that was much appreciated because she's a nice addition to our whole scenario. And you're going to Pittsburgh now?
I am indeed. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow. You know, I've been there, and it's not as bad as people make it out to be, I say.
Yeah, people used to call it Shipsburg.
Yeah.
But those people were wrong.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a kind of cool kind of place in a lot of ways.
Yeah, if you want to get really geeky, Richard Florida, the guy who wrote that book, The Rise of the Creative Class, puts Pittsburgh on the map as one of the places where cool, interesting, creative people go.
Wow. All right, well, so if I come out there, can I come visit you there?
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Why, yes, indeed.
Thanks, man. Because, you know, it might just happen. I go on these random trips where I start driving around the country and I phone people up in different cities and I'm like, hey, I'm here. Can I sleep on your couch? So I might do that to you.
I would love that. You would love Pittsburgh. I'm going to have a teeny-weeny row house with an attic place for guests to stay.
Oh, cool. All right.
Sounds very good. And give me like a couple of weeks so I can figure out where the best watering holes are.
No, dude, it might be like a year before I make it out there.
Well, a year I'd hate to have to wait a year, but that would be okay too.
And you're doing a Master's of Fine Arts? Is that what the MFA is?
Yeah, it's a Master's of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. It's really the best way to make a lot of money after graduating from school. It really is basically a fast track to richdom.
Really?
No, I'm lying.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't
really
quite think that was true.
Go into debt.
I just, yeah. Wow. Well, you know, you're doing what you want to do, though.
Absolutely.
And
I'm really grateful. I'm so lucky to have the chance to be able to, like, go to school and write.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is that? Like, that's my whole job. That's all I have to do.
That's awesome. And some people, you know, they should be in school. I mean, you know, you can get a lot out of it, and... I think you are one of the ones who will absorb all of that and come out like a butterfly, like, you know,
like
much richer.
A saucy butterfly.
A saucy butterfly, yes.
A butterfly that's been absorbing a lot.
I can't wait to see the result. And then you can take over NPR. Would you do that?
I can't. Tom had a couple of pieces on NPR.
I know, but you should, once you're done with the MFA, maybe you could actually take it over. Because you're that good. I bet you could run NPR really well. And maybe then it would be, like, a little bit more cool. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hope to lead a quiet velvet revolution at NPR, you know.
Okay.
Just bit by bit.
Just do something.
Cool, bit by bit. Just, not too much at once.
Good, good. You just do something because you can do it. You can be that. And I'm waiting to find that out.
Dr. Groovy.
Yeah. You got any medical questions you want to ask me?
Wait, I think I do.
Okay.
This is a question that arises from something I recently had with a discussion I was having with a friend.
Okay.
Is multiple sclerosis misdiagnosed frequently? Because I know somebody who was misdiagnosed, and they think they know somebody who was misdiagnosed.
Well, first of all, you got to kind of look at how frequently MS is diagnosed. And it's not diagnosed all that much. I would say probably in our neck of the woods, it's about a 5% incidence rate. So it's kind of not diagnosed that much, but yes. And I wouldn't say misdiagnosed, it's just it takes a while to make the diagnosis because it's got a lot of different symptoms that are kind of vague. And there's some symptoms of MS that are very obvious, like the orbital retinopathy or optic nerve, it's an optic nerve problem. Optic neuritis is what it's called. And it's very specific. So if you get that, we kind of know you probably have MS. But there are a lot of other things, like you've got numbness here and weakness there, and it's random, and it comes and goes. And once you get into the doctor, it's gone. And so it's kind of hard to make the diagnosis sometimes. So I wouldn't say it's misdiagnosed. You know, it's not like people are saying you've got lupus instead. You know, it's kind of hard to say that. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That answers my question. Thank you very much, Dr. Groovy.
And the good things about that kind of MS is that's usually the kind that doesn't get too bad too fast. It's relapsing, remitting, and it's kind of annoying, but it's not, it doesn't get really bad really fast like the progressive type. So that's kind of okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So if it takes them a long time to figure it out, you're not going to be all that screwed up.
Yeah, you know, I can't say that blanketly, but yeah, kind of as an idea, yes, that's true. I'm hedging
now.
Wow,
you know, every time I tune in to Kill Radio, I learn something new.
Isn't that great? Thanks for tuning in.
Excellent.
On your computer web dial, or at least letting me call you and actually talking to me. How about that one? Yeah, right, girl. All right, Pinky. Hey, it was good talking to you, and I'm sorry to make it over to your garage sale, but I just wanted to say hi and bye, and I love you, and I want you to come back anytime you want. You can stay with me, and then I might come and stay with you in Pittsburgh, too.
Excellent. It sounds like a plan. Thanks, Katrina.
All right, you take care. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hey, wow. God, man, this microphone's driving me a little bit batty. A bit batty today. So sorry about that. Okay, so yeah, I was doing a little mix there of some Chemical Brothers and the U.S. Air Force Heritage Band, I think they're called. And that was fun. That was good. I hope you enjoyed that. Had a little conversation there with my friend Carolyn Pinky, who used to have Pinky's Paper House. She's leaving. I wanted to say hi. I'm going to try to call Chrissy, who is at the Felt Club, with her Bigger Critters. And you can go to biggercritters.com and check out her handiwork, which is quite handy. And I'm going to try to call her and get her on, too. And Lisa and Jason, yeah, I know you're stuck in... Well, they're stuck in a car. I'm going to tell you, because they can't hear me, because they're stuck in a car. And that's Coolio, because I can't find Jason's CD, which I was going to play today. Jason Witten, You should check it out, Thrift Store Cowboy. You can go to thriftstorecowboy.something to find out about it. And that would be good because it's pretty cool stuff. So, Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology. It's Dr. Groovy. Okay, I'm trying to get Chrissy on the phone, and it does. And I got her answering machine, so that sucks. So, you won't get to hear her now. But, let's see. Let me get some levels right here. Hey there. Oh, there's Chrissy. Let's see if we can talk to her. Hold on. Hey, Chrissy, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorta.
Hey, do you mind that you're on the air?
You're cutting out.
Do you mind that you're on the air?
No, I don't mind that I'm on the air, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, because you cut out a little bit.
Yeah, well, my end is not as good.
Oh, okay.
What's up, girl?
We're just winding down here.
And you're at the, what is it called, the Felt Club?
Yeah, Felt Club. It's a craft show in Hollywood at Meltdown Comics.
Uh-huh. Meltdown Comics, right. Okay. What up? How'd it go?
It went well.
Yeah? Did you sell
it's
some stuff?
It's a long day, though.
Are you tired? You tired?
What?
I said, are you tired?
Yeah, because I've been here since, like, 8.
Yeah. So you're ready to pack up and go home, eh?
I'm getting there.
Right.
But
on.
I sold a lot, so that's good.
Good. Awesome. So you want to tell the folks what you sell?
What?
You want to tell the folks what you sell?
Oh, I make one-of-a-kind stuffed toys.
And they are quite one-of-a-kind.
They're all one-of-a-kind, and they all have their own little names with a manifesto on the back about what they're all about.
They're really cute.
They have their charms.
They do. You do a good job.
Thank you very much.
Bigger
How's
Chrissy.
How's your show going?
Oh, it's good. It's actually, yeah, it's fun today. I'm playing a lot of crazy stuff.
And some Are you?
Some cool mixing. Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Excellent.
I like having a good time with myself, you know? It's all good. So are you going to do anything tonight, or are you crashing?
I'm crashing, dude.
Right.
Are you going out?
I don't know. We'll see, but I didn't make it to Moon Tribe, so that's out. But that's okay, because it was like 3 hours away, so...
It's kind of far.
Yeah, maybe South Central Farm. Ooh, I got another phone call. Hey, can I let you go?
Yeah, call me back later.
All right, love you, girl.
Okay, bye.
Bye. First of all, who are you?
First of all, what?
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm Nick, and I'm calling from... I'm not at the farm. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, you can still tell us about the farm, right?
Yeah. What do you want to know about it? I mean, you want to know what happened last night, or do you want to know the history, or...
Why don't you give a little brief history, tell people what the farm's all about, and then you can tell us what was going on there last night.
Okay, actually the best way for people to get the history is to go on the website, which is southcentralfarmers.com, but I'll tell you what I know is that first it was like a park or a gardens or something, and then it started, I guess, turning into trash, like for some reason, like they were just filled with junk and garbage, so then the farmers took it over and cleaned it up and turned it into gardens and everything, and then the city sold it to... The city actually took it from the guy who owned it, Ralph Horowitz, and then he won, like, a lawsuit to get it back, and then now he's trying to charge $16 million for the land, and he has the farmers evicted. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at describing what it is, but he basically, there's these 300 families of farmers who are working on, like, a square block of land, and it's just this kind of amazing place with all these people with their own farms. They're growing like cactus for Nopales, and they have banana trees, and they have like cilantro, and they're growing all this stuff. And it's this green space, and it's, you know, South Central is totally it's totally concrete, you know, except for this one area.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the owner who bought the property in like 88 for $5 million is now going to sell it for $16 million, and he's evicted the farmers. And
but they haven't, they're not off the property yet, right?
No, because they've been resisting it. They've all these activists, like Julia Butterfly Hill is sitting in the tree, and actually Daryl Hannah is sitting in the tree, and Joan Baez is there, and
they're there right now. They're still there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were still there.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
But, so, yeah, you want to ask me, like, a question, or...
So, what are the evening... Like, there's an evening schedule that goes on every evening right now. What's that schedule?
Yeah. At 7 p.m., there's a candlelight vigil.
Uh-huh.
And that's, like, everybody gets a candle, and they walk slowly around the park. And... they pray to the four directions with, like, this shaman guy, Aztec guy. There's, like, a powwow or something with like, Indian chanting.
Okay.
And it's kind of beautiful, you know? Kind of amazing. I mean, the people there are very, like, spiritual.
And where is it?
41st and Alameda.
Okay, 41st and Alameda. So south of downtown. Really south of downtown.
Yes.
And how, like, are you guys estimating how much longer you're going to be kind of, you know, living there pretty much? You know what I mean? Like,
well, see, that's the thing. Like, there's a foundation. I think it's the Annenberg Foundation, and they raised the money.
Or, oh, are
you
serious?
Thing is, I think they only raised almost all the money.
I've consulted with them.
They're
a good group, yeah.
You so consulted
that's cool.
with them?
Yeah. Like, I worked...
What does that mean?
There's a little part of Annenberg Foundation called the Norman Lear Center for Hollywood Health and Society. And so I was a doctor that helped out get certain health issues into TV shows in kind of a TV show kind of way. So they have a little part of them that does that too. So, yeah, it's a good foundation. So, great.
Yeah,
so
can
they've got the $16 million to buy back the land?
Supposedly they did, and then I heard that there were negotiations with Horowitz, because even then he wouldn't sell it necessarily.
Okay.
But then I heard that
stay focused.
That they didn't know if they would sell that. Oh, that they didn't know if they had all the money.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, all right. So you can go down there and help. You can go down there and check it out. Are there any more music shows going on?
Yeah, probably. I just don't know exactly what.
Okay.
But the website is southcentralfarmers.com.
Southcentralfarmers.com.
Yeah, southcentralfarmers.com.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks for the update. And
okay.
Are you going to get up in the tree, too? Or are you just going to kind of hang out on the ground?
I think you have to be a celebrity to get up in a tree, to be honest.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
Well, it's not the, you know, the farmers are totally cool.
What if you just tell them you're a celebrity?
Celebrities, you know, you have to be a celebrity to get in the tree.
What if you just tell them you're a celebrity? You think they'd believe you?
If you tell them you're a celebrity?
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you tell them you want to get in the tree, they might let you. I haven't even tried.
Okay. Well, there's something to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe you become a celebrity if you get up into the tree.
Maybe what?
Maybe
you... Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thought.
That makes you a celebrity.
Katrina?
Yes.
Katrina?
Yes.
I'm up at that.
Okay, bye. Have fun at your ball game.
Okay, thanks.
Boys and their balls. Bye. Oh, yeah. Hey. Woo! I love doing the telephone on the microphone thing. It's really cool. You witnessed some very interesting conversations today, but that was about the South Central Farm. You can let me know. Give me a call at 232. Ooh, you know what? That phone's not working very well. If you want to call me on my cell phone. And because there's only six people listening, I'll tell you what it is. It's 323-251-2345. That's 323. Okay, look, if you want to call, you better know me and just kind of call me. But, yeah, there you go. That's Saturday. That's how Saturday goes here on Frequency and Phrenology. Hello, hello. And I did actually paint a lovely picture of a really cute little woman on the microphone Nerf ball. It looks really cute. It's like a little 20s flapper kind of chick. And she's like, you know, you're almost kissing her as you talk into the microphone. So I think the Kill Radio DJs and you, in your imminent imagination, would really like it. Hey, here's Bernhauser. Oh, you know what? You heard my band a little while ago there. But this is Bernhauser, another band that I really like that's here in town, I think, still. But they're good anyways. Just listen. Kill Radio.
mountain, my 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 mountain. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Oh God, finally it started rocking. That was slow. Hey, my dears, my dear Kill Radio listeners, you recognize this song. It's bringing up a little warm feeling in your stomach area because you're saying, oh, Band-Aid. It's a world of dreaded fear. So you're listening to Frequency and Phrenology, and I have a very treble voice right now. Let's see if we can't change that a little bit. Woo! Is that different? Hey, you can always give me a call if you want to. 213-252-0998. Okay, I thought I'd read some things for you that my birth mom just sent me. It's a hospital chart bloopers. You may find them somewhat funny. And we'll see what you think about them. So these are things that were actually written in the charts of patients at a hospital. Okay, so here we go. Ready? The patient refused autopsy. The patient has no previous history of suicide. Okay, number three. Note, patient recovering from forehead cut. Patient became very angry when given an enema by mistake. Yeah. Patient experiences chest pain if she lies on her left side for over a year. Okay, that was a true laugh. On the second day, the knee was better, and on the third day, it disappeared. The patient is tearful and crying constantly. She appears she also appears depressed. Wow, I'm messing these up. It's all in the delivery, you know, and I'm not delivering it quite well. The patient has been depressed since she began seeing me in 1993. Healthy appearing, decrepit 69-year-old male, mentally alert but forgetful. Discharge status, alive but without permission. Patient had waffles for breakfast and anorexia for lunch. These are pretty good, actually. She is numb from her toes down. While in ER, she was examined, x-rated, and then sent home. The skin was moist and dry. Okay, let that one sink in for a second. The skin was moist and dry. That's a good one. Occasional, constant, infrequent headaches. The patient was alert and unresponsive. Rectal examination revealed a normal-sized thyroid. Because that's where you go to look for the thyroid, of course. She stated that she had been constipated most of her life until she got a divorce. And people say things like that. It's really true. I saw your patient today, who is still under our car for physical therapy. Examination of genitalia reveals that he is circus-sized. The lab test indicated abnormal lever function. And the patient has two teenage children, but no other abnormalities. All right. Woo! Yay! Okay. That concludes the comedy portion of our evening here on Frequency and Phrenology, where the microphone cable keeps falling out of the end of the microphone. You know, it's been a wonder and a joy to be with you this evening. I'm so happy that you have let me into your computer speakers again tonight. It's been Dr. Groovy on the Frequency and Phrenology Saturdays. I'll keep coming back. Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not, but I'm going to start podcasting. You can download my shows on the Kill Radio website already, and I'll get this one uploaded today before I leave, I promise. And you can check me out at drgroovy.net. Spell out the whole thing, drgroovy.net. Send me some email, check out the blogs. It's in a constant state of motion. Just like the Brian Jonestown Massacre, who we're listening to now on Kill Radio. All right, so that was Tool. And one of their earlier songs that I actually heard in concert out in a street while they were playing a show in San Francisco. And it was the greatest show I ever saw from a street where I couldn't even see the band. There were tons of people in the street. We were dancing like crazy. It was before Tool came out with like Sober and Undertow and all that. It just fucking rocked. It was amazing. So it's Dr. Groovy signing off. Tool is in the box. But I was outside of the Tool box. Anyway, Chicken Leather's trying to say that I was in the box with the Tool. But that's only sort of right. Yes, they are. All right, I'm going to let you listen to the rest of this, a Frank Sinatra song, and then the other, Talk Is Still Cheap. It's coming right up with Chicken Leather. Kill Radio. Love ya. Bye.
Well, it's
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder. Don Costa arrangement. You are the sunshine of my life. That you are. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll be in my heart. I know that this is the beginning. Though I loved you for 1,000,000 years, but if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And though I know that this is heaven, how could so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life.